gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
I love you, Jesus. Amen. Good morning to every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning. If you have your Bible with you, will you please turn it to the book of Mark? Please permit me, while you're turning, let me remind you, December 5 and December 6, we will have what we call enrollment for our church insurance policies. If you need life insurance, health insurance, dental, vision, whatever kind of insurance, please don't forget, December 5, December 6, come to the house of God in our movie theater and register for these things. We will be meeting from 9 a.m. till 12 noon, and then from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. Amen. The book of St. Mark, chapter 5. We're going to read verses 25 all the way to verse 29. If you find it, please say amen. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather things grew worse for her. When she heard about Jesus, she came in and pressed behind and touched his garment, for she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Remain standing as we pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for the word of God. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will feed us one more time. Reveal yourself to us in a very special way. And we shall be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to be sharing with you for a few minutes the subject titled, Stop the Bleeding. Stop the Bleeding. Permit me to give you a background for this message. Just yesterday, I had a very busy day, just as usual, and one of our deacons, Brother Curtis Beauregard, was driving me around. While he was driving around, he said something that got my attention. He said, "Pastor, have you noticed for the past 2-3 weeks, every weekend you've been preaching a funeral?" And that caught my attention. I didn't say much about it, but I knew he was telling the truth. Then later on in the evening, I got a text message from Pastor George Mitchell, and his text message said, "Pastor, I'm just checking on you. I hope you're doing fine. I'm sick and tired of all these funerals. I hope this season will come to an end very soon. And they never talked to each other, but they were expressing the same feeling. So, based on that, in the evening, later in the evening, I called Pastor Marie Cofield. Actually, I texted her, if I recall. And I asked her to tell me how many funerals has been done in our church this year. You know your pastor is into numbers, data, and statistics. And I was shocked when Pastor Cofield got back to me and said there were 12 of them. And then I began to compare notes because I always keep track of the numbers every year. And I was shocked to find out this is probably the worst year in 24 years that I've been here. So that prompted me to begin to talk to the Holy Spirit and say, what is going on up in here? What am I missing? And God, in his grace and mercy, spoke to your man of God and said, look, the data are true, the numbers are true, but you can stop the bleeding. Now you see how we got to this topic. Well, I have to confess to you, I don't know much about bleedings, but I happen to have a daughter who is in medical practice. So I contact her. I say, baby, will you please tell me more about bleeding? What is that all about? And then she told me, oh, it's very simple. You just need to remember three things. ABC of bleeding. I say, ABC? Talk to me. What am I missing? She said, the letter A stands for alert. It says, whenever you see somebody bleeding, the first thing you do, you call 911. She explained to me how important that is. She said people can bleed for only for so long before they die. So you want to get help quickly while you're taking other precaution. I say, I got it. She said the letter B's stand for bleeding. You have to actually pinpoint or locate where the bleeding is taking place. I said, why is that? She said, because there are two kinds of bleeding. There are external bleeding, but there are internal bleedings. See, in the spirit, many people are bleeding and you don't see it. Internal bleeding. And she was sharing with me how somebody can be walking around but their liver is bleeding. See, internal organ is bleeding but you can't tell from the outside. I say, young girl, you're pretty deep. Talk to me more. Then she said, once you find out where the bleeding is taking place, then you need to compress the bleeding. I said, what do you mean to compress the bleeding? She said, you either have to put pressure. And she explained to me how you apply pressure to stop the bleeding. Or you have to pack the bleeding. So you find out the hole where the bleeding is taking place and you pack it. You fill it up with stuff so that that person will not bleed out. And then she explained to me something called tourniquet. She said, if you locate the bleeding, go right above that bleeding and tie with something so that you can cut off the supply of blood to that area completely. As she was talking to me in the natural as a physician, I begin to download from the Holy Spirit what I can teach you in the Spirit on how to stop the bleeding. Because there are two worlds, I always tell you. There is the physical world, but there is also the spirit world. Ladies and gentlemen, as I was meditating on this, how do we stop the bleeding from a spiritual standpoint? The Lord reminded me of this woman in the book of St. Mark with the issue of blood. Now you see how we got to the topic. Every now and then I like to take you behind the scene to let you know how preachers get their messages. Because I don't want you to think preachers are some ET extraterrestrial being. We are just human beings like you, but we learn to tune in to heaven. So during the week, as you go about in your business, you listen for the voice of God. Sometimes we use an ordinary child to speak to you. Sometimes we use a grown-up person. Sometimes we use an event. Sometimes it may be something going on in the courtroom. I'm minding my own business, just litigating my case. Sometimes it may be something in the news. But God speaks to his people. Are you still here? By the way, I share with my congregation this morning that when the Holy Spirit told me about the woman with the issue of blood, it really got my attention because I've always admired and attentive to women in the Bible. My mom and I were very close, probably too close than what most people want to know. We can talk to each other about anything. So I always pay attention to women in the Bible. There are many of them that really inspired me. One, obviously, is Deborah. Deborah is very inspirational to me because Deborah was a man that sought God and speak boldly about the power of God. While all of Israel was trying to hide in their chicken folds, here comes a woman that stood up and speak boldly of God. There was another woman by the name Esther that really inspired me. Esther literally interceded for the entire nation. All the Jewish people were in trouble. They were about to be slaughtered. And one woman took the risk. She said, if I perish, I perish. I'll be honest with you. I'm believing God right here in Zion Hill that God will raise up strong women like that. I told my church this morning, I don't know too many churches that can survive without the help and support of women. I'm praying that God will raise up women that will have the boldness and the strength and the courage to fight for their family. Not just talk about their family, but fight for their family. Both in the natural or in the spirit. Amen. Amen. During this past election, I won't mention any name, there was one major national politician, and he was making a speech, and all of a sudden, some bad person was trying to mess with him on the stage. Then I noticed his wife. Man, that woman step up. She grabbed hold of that. And I say, wow, this is an Amazon woman. That's the kind of women we need. Life is not just about looking pretty and dressing up. I mean, this woman took charge. You ain't touching my husband. You better get a clue. Man, I was highly impressed. Maybe you all saw the same thing. There's a lot of women like that impresses me in the word of God. One woman was the Shunammite woman. And this woman, ladies and gentlemen, she had the courage to trust God, even in the midst of adversity. Famine was going on in the land, and yet she would not back down. She trusted God. Even with her last meal. Are you listening to me? And of course, you know about people like Hannah. Hannah went before God with fervent prayer. God is looking for women that when things are going tough, and the tough is get going, God is looking for women that can get at the altar and pray their way through every trouble. And she got what she wanted to. And not only did she got a child, but she dedicated that child back to God. Can you imagine if everybody in Zion Hill would dedicate their children back to God? Wow. Of course, you know women like Mary, the mother of Jesus, who yielded herself to be used by God. She said to the angel, "Be it unto me according to thy words." God is looking for somebody to be used. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole world. God is searching for men and women to be used. I admire this young lady, just a teenage girl. Some of you, we can't even get you to do anything in the house of God. You're too busy. You're busy getting your grooves on. Ladies and gentlemen, I admire women like that. Women like Suzanne, Joanna, Mary Magdalene. These are entrepreneurs. That's like somebody having a beauty salon, somebody running her own business. And the Bible says they use their wealth to support the ministry of Jesus Christ. Many people, you read about Jesus healing the blind, raising the dead, but what you don't know, there are somebody behind the scene who is paying the bills. Amen. Ministry cost. Thank God for these women of God. There are women like Lydia. Lydia was a woman in the Bible that explained the way of God to the Gentiles so that anybody that wants to be saved will understand it. Incredible testimony. Then, of course, we know about the Proverbs 31 woman. The Bible says she was a virtuous woman. The Bible says she is a businesswoman. The Bible says she was so hardworking, her own husband called her blessed. Can your husband look at you and call you blessed? But some people won't even clean the house. They won't clean themselves. They won't cook for nobody. They won't take care of their children. Don't look at nobody now. God uses women. And God wants to use you. Amen. Your children ought to come home and feel welcome. Your husband, your spouse, people ought to come home, ought to be someplace where you long to be. But who wants to come to a filthy house? Ain't nobody shouting today. I'm going. Today I want to focus my discussion on this woman with the issue of blood. What about her, Pastor? The Bible told her story. Number one, she was a woman with issues. I wonder how many of you come today with your own issue. Some of you will say, "Yeah, ain't talking about me." But the truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, we all got issues. Amen. Am I right about it? So stop acting like you ain't got no problem. Stop tripping. All of us got issues. Some people have financial issues. Your account is drying up. Your check, if you write one, is no good. People have family issues. Marriage in trouble. You live in the same house, you just tolerating each other. There's really no love. The fire had gone out. The children are out of control. Some people have relationship issues. You've been hurt in relationship. And because you are hurt, now you deem everybody as suspicious. You can't relate to nobody. You can't even go on a date. People have emotional issues. You find them always depressed, afraid. They can't even sleep at night. So issues come in various forms. Some people even have physical issues. The reason why you are a constant visitor to the hospital. The reason why you have to maintain doctor appointment every month of the year. You're having physical issues. And believe it or not, there are people who have spiritual issues. Amen. Thank God you're in the church or you're live streaming this morning, but that don't mean you're saved. And there are people who are saved. They've been saved now since the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But yet you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Spiritual issues. Well, the good news, ladies and gentlemen, you may have come with your issue, but you don't have to go home with your issue. God is in the business of stopping the bleeding. When I look at this woman's life, it looked like she is hopeless. It looked like she is helpless. But if you follow the story closely, at the end of the day, God stopped the bleeding for her. Amen. And that's maybe true about you. When people look at you, they see your problem. But don't forget, when God looks at you, he sees your potential. People may look at you and all they see is your past. They know more about your past than you remember. But when God looks at you, God sees your future. Open your mouth, shout amen. This woman, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says she has suffered from this bleeding problem for 12 long years. And I just took out my cell phone and began to do the math. 12 years means that she was suffering from this illness for 144 months. That's a long time, y'all. 624 weeks. That's a long time. Because I love data, I love numbers, I begin to do the math. How many days? How many hours? This woman was going through a lot of pain. Many of you are here today. Some of you have been going through some problem for a long, long time. The good news that I said, and I always say it, that every problem, your problem, my problem, every problem has an expiration date. Receive that right now. I stop by to tell somebody, it doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with this problem. God can stop the bleeding. Your condition is not your conclusion. You just need to let go and let God today. If you notice in the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, when you get a chance, read it at home. You will see rules and regulations and protocols concerning anybody that is suffering from hemorrhage. If you're bleeding, the Jewish people have rules and regulations, what you can do, what you cannot do. You are basically considered to be unclean. You cannot go in the public. You cannot get involved. The bed you sleep in is considered unclean. The plate you eat from is considered unclean. And anybody that touched your bed is still unclean also. So this woman of God, she found herself with no friends, no associates, nobody to hang out with her. She couldn't go to church. She couldn't go to the mall because she was bleeding. On top of that, the Bible says she spent everything she got. Some of us can relate to that. I was admitted in the hospital for a few days. I am amazed how many different bills came to the house. Now, that's been months ago. Now, they're still sending me bills. And this is somebody who have insurance. But they have a way of getting around it. And this one will say, oh, no, I'm not part of the hospital, but my service is different. Oh, we brought you some syringe. Syringe? Oh, you remember you took a ride in the ambulance? Everybody got their own bills. And then you say, okay, what about my insurance? Well, what about copay? And by the time you take your copay, now you got to deal with deductibles. This woman spent everything she got. Now she's broke and broken. Some of us can relate to that. What do? When you are broke and you are broken. You tried everything and it seems like nothing seems to be working. The Bible says her condition actually grew worse. And some of us can relate to that. It's a dangerous thing when your problem moves from bad to worse. But I come to tell somebody, it's not over until God says so. I believe that with all my heart. It don't matter what's going on. Storm may rise and wind may blow. Always remember, it's not over until God says so. The good news for you and me this morning, I believe with all my heart, God is fixing to stop the bleeding. Do you hear me? I say, God, your creator, the creator of heaven and earth, your savior, is fixing to stop every bleeding in your life, in my life today, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says one day, this woman heard about Jesus Christ. I told my church this morning, if you want to know how blessed you're going to be, check what you are listening to. I can literally ask you about your library collection and determine your future. What you are reading, what you are hearing, even the church you go can make you or break you. You are a result of what you're feeding your spirit. I don't know what she heard about Jesus. Maybe she heard that Jesus is healing the blind. Maybe she heard that Jesus is raising the dead. Maybe she heard that Jesus is feeding the hungry. But the truth be told, she heard about Jesus. So I ask you the question, have you heard about Jesus? Just because you are in church doesn't mean you heard about Jesus. Some people come to church just to check out the girls. Some people come to church just to check out the boys. Some people come to church just to have fun, to be entertained. Have you heard about Jesus? The Bible says not only did she hear about Jesus, she reacted to what she has heard. What was her reaction? She said to herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. I wonder, what do you know? My choir used to sing this song, it's good to know. But what do you know? Do you know that God is a way maker? Do you know that God is a provider? Do you know that God can save you from the guttermost to the uttermost? What you know is important. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. The reason why you can be still while everybody is freaking out is because of what you know. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman said to herself, I know. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. In other words, she began to make confession of faith based on what she knows. Your confession is very critical. What you confess is what you eventually possess. I told my church this morning, if you're the type you always say you're crazy, good luck. Soon and very soon, you're going to get it. Whereas if you speak success, you will be successful. Likewise, if you speak failure, you will eventually fail. Your word, the words of your mouth, can mold you and shape you. That's why you got to be careful what you say. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So I told my folks this morning, I said, stop saying, I am sick. You're not sick. By his stripes, you are healed. Stop saying, I am broke. You not broke. Look at your financial situation and say, this too shall pass. How you know? You've been there. He's brought you out before. He did it before. He can do it again. Amen. I said to one of my members, Luke chapter 18, verse 27, the things that looks impossible with men, when it comes to God, it's possible. She said to me, Pastor, I've done everything I know how to do. I say, I'm so glad that you've done everything you know how to do. Now let's give God a chance. And then I say, read this scripture. There are things that are impossible with men and women of this world. But when it comes to God, all things are possible. I got so excited about it. I said to my church this morning, I said, by the grace of God, you will build your own house. You will ride your own car. You will sing your own song. You will dance your own dance. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how long you've been down, God is able to raise you up. How do I know, Brother Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 says, though a righteous man may fall 7 different times, he will rise up again. That one scripture is enough to sustain me all year round. It don't matter how many times I failed, I'll be back. Did you hear me? I'll be back. The book of Micah chapter 7 verse 8 put it this way. He said, rejoice not over me, my enemy. Don't see me going through and you say, ah, ha, ha, ha. Some of my preacher friends got in trouble for that in this past election. They were laughing, ah, ha, ha, ha. But when God turned things around, now guess who is laughing now? Rejoice not over me, my enemy. Though I fall, the Bible says, I will rise again. Today I pray for you and me this morning that everything that has slipped your hand, everything that escaped your hand in terms of profit, in terms of progress, in terms of achievement this year, God will restore it back to you. Everything the locusts try to steal from you, everything the cankerworm trying to steal from you, God is a God of restoration. I decree and declare by faith this morning, every one of us, under the sound of my voice, we're coming out of struggle. When I look on television and I see miles and miles of people lining up for food, and I'll be honest with you, I've been wondering, how could this be in the greatest country on earth? And some of them came with nice car, but no food to eat. I decree and declare today for every member of this ministry, your struggling days are over. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of poverty. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of lack. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of struggle. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the whole world. You will arise and you will shine. On your job, you will shine. In the corporate world, you will shine. In your ministry, you will shine. Shine, baby, shine. In the name of Jesus. Your children will shine. Your family will shine. Your business will shine. Your name will shine. I got it with all my worship team one day. I say, let me pray for you. God will amplify your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ. Promotion don't come from east or west. That's right, Pastor. It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And when God got ready to bless you, ain't no devil can stop what God is doing in your life. The truth be told, I was just a missionary Baptist preacher. But look at me. Never underestimate what God can do with ordinary you. God will turn every ashes and clothe you with a garment of praise for a spirit of joy. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning that poverty will not know your address in the name of Jesus. 1,000 may fall, 10,000 by your right, but as for you, it won't touch you. You will only hear about it. Struggles will not know your address. Calamities will not know your address. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cancel every spirit of struggle in this house. I cancel every, you know, I was talking to one member. She said, you know, Pastor, I had to tell you. I said, I have a pharmacy tech that worked for me. I say, yes, man, what about? He said, but every time they talk about you, they say, your church is just full of rich people. I say, I receive. Don't be offended by that. I say, say amen the next time they tell you that. Who wants to be in the midst of poverty? been running all my life, trying to run away from poverty. I said, don't be offended by that. That's a compliment. Say amen. Amen. So they say, she said, I cannot come to that church. Everybody is rich over there. That's for rich folks. I said, maybe she's right. Glory be to God. I pray for running over anointing over your life. David said, my cup running over. You're not supposed to stay where you are. You're supposed to do better for yourself. Greater is he, I said, the person, the Holy Ghost in you. He wants to make you better. He wants to make you strong. Why settle for being good when God made you to be great? Are you still here this morning? Somebody here, if you are tired of bleeding, then you ought to receive that anointing. Brother Pastor, how do I receive that? Well, we can learn from this woman. Number one, she became desperate. How bad do you want your miracle? How bad do you want to be made whole? Many people don't come to church because they're not desperate. You say, oh, Pastor, I can just live stream. But the devil knows that. The devil throws something else in your plate. While you're trying to get ready for live stream, the phone will ring. He takes the word of God. He sent his word and healed them of their disease. You want to know why too many people are dying? The absence of word in their lives. Word is medicine. It's not something you do casually. It's medicine to your flesh. If you don't believe me, read Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 22. It says it is health to your bone. That's right, Pastor. Health. This church never witnessed too many people sick, too many people die. No, that's not our signature, because this is our world church. Every week you feed yourself, but if you allow the devil to rob you of that opportunity, you expose yourself, you become vulnerable. Look at what this woman did. She raised up our expectation. When are you going to raise up your expectation to receive from the Lord? Many of us will rely too much on what's on the media than what's in the word of God. Look at what this woman did. She encouraged herself in the Lord. When your back is against the wall, guess what you need to do? Encourage yourself in the Lord. How did she do it? She began to speak to herself. When was the last time you speak to your own self? You allow everybody else to tell you who you are. When are you going to tell yourself who you are? Do you even know who you are in Christ? The Bible says she began to speak word of faith. And then she pressed away. It's hard to come to church when it's raining. You have to press your way. I wish sometimes I can testify. When I first came to this church, it was difficult to get people to come to church. You know why? Because Sunday was football day. So the churches are competing with NFL. And guess who was winning most of the time? That's true. It was a calculated plan of the enemy. When you're supposed to be in the house of the Lord, when the Bible says, forsake not the assembly, when the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to church, but you're on your way to the Superdome, where AT&T building, all these facilities, what are you going to do? Well, the devil will let you shout, all right, with your broke self. She pressed away. She reached out. She broke all the protocol. And if you're not careful, the protocols of this world will hinder you from receiving. But when you're tired of bleeding, you don't care what anybody think about you. They won't pay your bill. They cannot heal you when you are sick. They will overload you with all these rules. Oh, you're a woman. You can't come in the pulpit. Oh, you got tattoo on your body. You can't sing in the choir. Oh, you're straight. Oh, you're bent. You're gray. All kinds of rules and regulations. Oh, no earring in the pulpit. Oh, no makeup in the pulpit. Your skirt is too short. Your skirt is too long. Oh, we don't wear pants here. All kinds of rules and regulations while you are still bleeding. But when you get tired of bleeding, you'll do like this woman do. See, not only is it wrong under their rules and regulations for her to come out, you are forbidden to touch a rabbi. Are you listening to me? But guess what she did? She broke every protocol in the book. She came out of hiding. She said, I'm going out today. I don't care if I have nothing but Kmart shoe. But I'm going. I don't care if I don't have money to fix my hair. Deal with it. I'm going out today. And the Bible said, not only did she come out, she pressed through the crowd. You can't be worrying about what church folks are saying about you. You got to make up your mind. I don't care who don't like me. I have an appointment, not with you. I have an appointment with Jesus. And I will press my way until I get my miracle. Then the Bible says she reached out. Do you know what it means to reach when you're bleeding? It's not as easy as it sounds. It's hard enough to reach when everybody's looking at you and staring at you and have an opinion about you and have all kinds of perception concerning you. Many people will not even pray or ask for prayer in the church because they're worried about what people will say. But how much more when you're bleeding? But if you want to stop the bleeding today, today is a good time to say, Lord, I don't care what anybody think. I don't care what anybody say. I'm coming to Jesus for a turnaround. And I pray this week, God will turn things around for you. If you receive that, say amen. I'm praying God will turn things around for you. The wound doctor is in the house. And any wound, I have a friend like that. His name is David Remedios. He specializes in healing wounds. Board certified to heal wounds. And I was talking, I said, I like to learn from people. But the real wound doctor is Jesus Christ. He can heal every wound of your soul. He can heal every wound in your marriage. He can heal every wound in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, he specializes in healing wounds. He specializes in stopping the bleeding. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare your body is healed. I decree and declare today your heart is fixed. Your soul is saved. Your life is changed in the name of Jesus Christ. God is turning things around right now for you. If you need prayer this morning, there's a number under the screen. Dial that number. There are ministers of the gospel who are waiting to pray with you. I don't care how tough it has been. God said, I'm turning things around. Your sickness is getting turned around right now. Your storm, your struggle, your pain, your marriage. God is turning things around right now in the spirit. You pray for it. You cry for it. That's always been your desire. But God said, I'm here to stop the bleeding. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Receive your anointing right now. Turn around anointing for your pain. I turn around for your hurts. I turn around for your sickness. I turn around for your fears, your disappointment. I turn around in the name of Jesus. This is the same God that says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. This is the same God that says, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. This is the same God that says, no weapon form against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against you, thou shalt condemn. This is the same God that say, when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. This is the same God that say, 1,000 may fall, 10,000 by your right hand. As for you, it won't come near you. I'm a living witness of what God can do in the life of ordinary person. I came in here homeless, but God built me a house. I came here wretched, lonely, confused, but God gave me peace in the midst of the storm. That same God is your God. Notice what happened to this woman in conclusion. As our worship team comes, notice how God promoted her. She started out being called a certain woman. Translation, a strange woman. Then, as time goes on, she was promoted. She became somebody. The Bible said, Jesus said, somebody touched me. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a big deal when you move from just being a total stranger and you become somebody. And before it's all over, she moved from just being somebody to become daughter of Zion. That promotion is available to you and me today. I came just as I was. Weary, worn, and wounded. But in Jesus Christ, I found me a resting place. Oh, he made me glad. Hallelujah. That is your God. He wants to stop the bleeding today. That is my God. He wants to make things happen for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you need prayer today, there's a number under the screen. Dial that number. There are ministers of the gospel waiting to hear from you. They will pray with you. If you're in the house, I beg you, I plead with you, turn your heart to Jesus Christ. After the singing this morning, let me encourage you to give for the work of the ministry. The reason why the lights are on, the reason why the microphone is kicking, is because somebody returned their tithes back to the Lord. You may say, Pastor, I'm not in the house. How do I do that? Well, go to our website, zionhill.com, and right there, you will see an opportunity for online giving. I'm believing God, the word of God. David said, once I was young, now I'm an old man, I never seen the righteous forsaken, their seed never beg for bread.
Right.
And you know what I believe? Nobody in this house will beg for bread.
That's right. Ooh, I receive, oh God.
In the name of Jesus. Will you please stand with me? Let's rejoice with our worship team one more time. Give them a hand.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.